Hey, it's Allegra Lowenstein, and welcome to Have Your Cake and Eat It Too, the audio blog slash podcast. It's having a little bit of an identity crisis. I'll sort it out by the next episode. You can, of course, find me at AllegraLowenstein.com. There are AllegraLowenstein. There are four E's in my name. More if you count my middle names, but I won't confuse you with those. There's that secret extra E. I just like to tell people. And today's episode, we're going to keep it short and sweet. I want to talk about something that's very, very simple, not always easy, and incredibly profound. If you can get to this point, your life will be transformed, and achieving your health goals, whatever they are, whether it's eating more vegetables, eating less sugar, losing weight, looking to support your body through a health issue, a medical issue, looking to support yourself with health, it will all become easier. The self-sabotage that is the number one problem that people do, really in a lot of categories of life, not just health, but often in health, often in eating healthier, we say, oh, I'm going to eat this, I'm not going to eat that. And then we do the exact opposite of what we say, and that's self-sabotage. And I tell you, I know people do this in other aspects of their life. They talk about things they want to do, job and career, and then they do the opposite. They say what they want in a relationship, and then they go with the opposite. So I don't know why, but this is human nature to a certain extent. And so how do we start to address self-sabotage? One of my favorite phrases and one of my really wonderful specialties that I bring to you and to my clients is the ability to get ruthlessly honest. Okay, I don't want to say brutally honest because it shouldn't be painful, but there's a ruthlessness to it. It makes your life better. It makes your life easier. But there is a ruthlessness. You have to stop telling yourself stories. And then, actually, you know what? It's very hard to stop telling yourself stories. You have to stop believing the stories that you're telling yourself. That's a more accurate statement. Because we all tell ourselves stories, and mostly we believe them. And this is like, you know, a whole conversation between your conscious and subconscious mind, and we're not even always aware of it, and mostly we're not paying attention. So we're not going to jump into all that complicated, because I told you I want to keep it short and sweet today. I want this to be like, boom, boom, super pow, wow. You're going to walk away at the end and be like, whoa, that's so simple, and I'm going to start doing it. Because the main thing that we all need to get to the root of to start seeing success is identifying our core values. And you're probably thinking, what, Allegra, what are you talking about? I know what my core values are. And to me, it's really important to be honest and to be kind and to be independent, self-sufficient, generous, you know, whatever your values are, that's fine. But we gotta go deeper than that. We got to break this down into our values when it comes to health. And this is a little bit related to a topic that lots of coaches talk about and I talk about, which is finding your why. So why do you care about improving your health? Why do you care about losing weight? But it's like a different twist on that. Your why is super important. I'll do an episode on that soon. Today, I want to stay super focused to your values when it comes to health. So what is this going to look like? One of the things that's really important to me, taking care of my body. And I'll give this as an example. Every year I do kind of a goal setting for the year. What am I going to work on? How is this going to look? What is this going to feel like? I do all this work around what I really want to create in my life for the coming year. And so this past year, I was really talking about my body because, yes, I'm good with food, I'm good with health, like, I have all these healthy habits, it's fantastic, and yet, 2-3 years ago, really, honestly, it started 5 years ago, when my second son was born, a lot of little things in my body that I had done a really good job of ignoring for many years culminated in debilitating pain. I'd always had a little bit of neck pain here and there. I'd get a little tweaked out. I would just take my ibuprofen and do an ice pack or a heat pack or whatever. And I've always taken pretty good care of my body. I like to be active. I've always had a passion for getting massage, as much massage as I possibly can afford to get, you know, which started a long time ago with not that much, but luckily, blessedly, gratefully, has slowly and steadily increased in my life. And it's important. We all deserve to get massage as much as we can realistically include in our life. And I also do self-massage, by the way, which is free. And if you do that for, you know, 3 minutes per day, right before you go to bed or whatever, that's like 3 hours of massage that you've given yourself by the end of the year with almost no time investment at any given moment and no money. So start giving yourself massage. Whatever's tight on you, your neck, your shoulders, your hips, massage it right before you go to bed. It's the most amazing habit you can have. Okay, that was a side note. So back to the values, and I'm just going to share this as a personal example. So I wrote all this stuff, and it's like, oh, I want to feel more flexible and more free in my body, and, hold on. Let me back up. So, okay, I had these quote-unquote small issues that I'd been ignoring. Even with my good self-care, I really wasn't getting to the heart of them. And I just think magnified by going through 2 pregnancies, breastfeeding, holding the baby, you know, it's like bad habits that we all have, being on a computer and driving cars, put us in this forward sort of permanent C curve shape. And that was my habit as well. And having a child, having a baby does that too, right? Holding the baby puts you in that same shape. And then just what happens to your body during pregnancy. For me, with just, you know, all those flexibility hormones and stuff, you're like, body's all weird and loosey-goosey. After my second son was born, I couldn't hold him. I couldn't turn my head. I could barely function. I had such incredible neck pain. And I've talked about this before, so I won't go into too much detail, but it began this journey of physical therapy and this and that and like searching, and it's been very slow and frustrating, and it's been about building up strength, right? It's that C curve weakens our upper back. And then your neck muscles basically try to do the work of your upper back, but your upper back is supposed to be a much stronger muscle than your neck. And so it causes all kinds of pain and problems. Okay, so there's a physical element to it that I have been working on, and I am generally pain-free in my neck. Now, it took about 4 years. Okay, so really, as the pain was really starting to alleviate, was actually when I wrote this list of, like, this is my year. I'm going to feel good in my body. I'm going to get flexibility in my hips. I'm going to build my strength. I made a list of like possible activities, rock climbing and things that I wanted to just play and experiment and see what my body would do. You know, what my body could do, how I could transform it. Okay, so this is great, right? This is an amazing goal. And then about halfway through the year, right, you do all this great self-work and you write it all down. And then usually what do? We just turn the page and we never look back. So halfway through, I go back and I look. I was like, oh, that's really interesting. All of this stuff is all about my body. And yet this year, I've been really, you know, so far, this was in the summer, I've like actually been prioritizing my business really high on my list. And this was really where I started to see how a disconnect in my values was making it harder to achieve my health goals. And this is so easy to do, my friend, because our society really does not honor and value the things that it takes to really feel your best in your body. It just doesn't. It doesn't really value self-care. at its most basic form, which is doing the things that you need to do to not feel crappy all the time, unfortunately. And I had to let go of a lot of things that I had put a lot of time and effort into in my business because they were at odds with the things that I had identified as the most important to me this year. And this is my challenge to you. Spend some time identifying what is the most important thing in your health, right? Is it about physical pain? Is it about balance? Is it about strength? Is it about movement? Is it about, you know, reaching your body's ideal natural weight? And whatever that looks like. Sometimes I have clients come to me that actually want to gain weight. More clients come to me that want to lose weight, but I try not to focus on whether it's gaining or losing, but really focus on what do I need to do? What do you need to do to allow my body, to help my body reach its own ideal natural weight? Okay, because a lot of the things that we do, it's about up in our heads. We're not letting our body guide the process, right? We decide up in our head some number, some honestly abstract goal, and then we do whatever it takes to get there. And I speak this from experience. To me, I when I struggle with emotional eating to a very extreme degree, I had extra weight. I always knew it wasn't about the extra weight. For me, it was always about the sugar. And I knew the sugar was the problem. And the random abstract goal that I would set would be eat 0 grams of sugar. Okay, that just doesn't work, actually. And it will never work. And it never did work. And I continually failed. And if you're translating that to some other goal in your life, here's the ruthless honesty. It's not going to work. It's never going to work. It will always fail. And it feels like crap while you're doing it, and even worse when you fail. And I speak that from years of living in that vicious cycle. So how do we break beyond that? It's getting to the root of what our true values are, what we truly want to achieve, and how our actions are, or more likely are not, aligned with those core values. So what is it that you want for your body? What do you want for your health? Right? The why is going to come later. Why we want it. Maybe I'll do that on the next episode. But what we want, what we really want to feel in our bodies, what I really want to feel, what you really want to feel in your body. And then, how are my actions aligned with that or misaligned with that? How is what I'm doing in the day-to-day, in the week-to-week, in the month-to-month, pushing my body aside, pushing it off the priority list, pushing it out of the picture, and how is it honoring that goal? How am I nurturing that goal? How am I cultivating my life to support that goal, to support my body achieving that goal on its own? Because our body does things. We don't have to tell our body what to do. We have to decide what actions we're going to take, but then our body just does it. It's amazing, right? I don't have to tell my body what to do to walk. I just have to decide I'm going to go for a walk. It's really, and then from that, right, my heart rate goes up, my metabolism goes up, like all these amazing things happen. My endorphins get released, I feel better, I'm not as stressed out, I'm in a better mood. Our body does those things for us. It's really amazing. We have to decide what actions we're taking, where we can let go of actions that are not aligned with our health and body goals, where we can make sure we're cultivating those. And that is today's relatively short and very, very sweet message of health. Make sure that you know what your values are, and make sure that your actions are in alignment with those values. I have a new book coming out, being released in November of 2018. It is right around the corner. Food Journal Magic. Hey, if you're ready to let go of the old way and do something new and different, if you're ready to look at food in a way that helps you make sure that you are aligned with those true values, this book is going to do it, okay? It's a food journal. It's a traditional food journal in many ways, keeping track of the things that you're eating. And it's a whole new approach in other ways from what mostly is out there, because you're not counting specific calories or, you know, sticking to adhere to some restrictive diet. It's really about helping you align those food choices with your true values. So check it out. You can grab it on my website, allegralowenstein.com, AllegraLowenstein. Have a great day, and I wish you all the best in health and wellness.